Hey everybody, welcome to Jen Lowry Writes. Oh my gosh, it's been forever and a day that I have made a podcast episode. But I guess you can hear by the excitement in my voice that I'm actually on vacation. I'm on summer break. With my position, I get 1 month off, and I am super blessed to be able to, you know, wake up super early in the morning, start working on Monarch business, and just really knock a lot of things out that it's, you know, with the time crunch of running a full-time job and homeschooling Sam, sometimes it's like way late in the evenings that I'm able to hop in and work on Monarch. So I have had some wonderful experiences with the business over the past couple of weeks and just truly thankful. And speaking of, I read two books yesterday, started a third. What? When can I do that? I absolutely love reading chapter books, middle grade. I just devour it. So I wanted to stop in and really just say hey, give you some little updates of what's been happening in my author world, and talk to you about management of your finances and reflecting on what is the need and what is a want. Because yes, this is going back to those high school days of you taking financial management and, you know, cutting out all of those little slips of paper. What is it that you think that you need for your author life? But what are things that you really just want but you don't need? I needed a website. That's a yes, correct? We all know that we need a website. But I wanted two websites. But I didn't need two websites. I actually had two websites, and I was running a blog, which some people just use as their website. They'll go to WordPress, and they'll use that as their kind of home base. So I'm like, okay, I have got to streamline. I have got to cut cost, but I also have to be realistic. I can't run all of these different platforms like this. And my Jen Lowry Writes brand, yeah, that can fall under the big umbrella of Monarch because I am an author. I am an author in Monarch. So why not separate myself out and just go ahead and say, okay, I can't just keep running all these different ones. I'm going to cut my website down and I'm going to just make a page on my business site. So I went to my Monarch site and updated my business page. And yes, I've been doing like ins and outs on the website, just continuing to go in and try to refresh and update it. But I want to keep doing that. So when you go to the Monarch website, it's monarcheducationalservices.com. You'll be able to see that I have pretty much cleaned up that homepage, worked on some links, fixed our Discord for our book club. I've been doing some things like that, but I still have to do some major overhauls on the website, but little bits at a time. So I went in and I fixed my Jen Lowry page under Caterpillar Books. So I've separated myself out from my Monarch authors and I've put myself into my Caterpillar world. So now it's just, I've got my page set up. Now I've just got to continue to add my Caterpillar books in that page. So I'm okay for now. I've got myself at least a tab. I know that this is a work in progress and it's coming. But I canceled my domain name for Jen Lowry Writes. So I get someone to message me. Thank you guys, all my listeners, all my readers. Someone messaged me and was like, Jen, did you know that you're like a casino site right now? And I'm like, yeah, I canceled it. I was like, I was trying to cut cost. I was trying to look at just more efficient way to be able to handle all of my different things. And I guess my domain name got snatched up and someone out there is using that domain name now. And that's not me, y'all. I'm not a casino. I'm not an online gambling company or whatever it is. So just know that if you're looking for me out there, I guess I need to go in and fix my link tree. I'm going to just be under that Monarch tab. And that's going to just be where I house like my books and links of how you can find me out on social media. But I've really just taken over any slot of time that I have to focus on my monarch life. Yesterday, I was messaging one of my authors, and we were going back and forth, and they were telling me just how much they loved Ghoul School. And I'm thinking, you know what? I probably haven't really updated Ghoul School a lot on my sites. Tish Bouvier made a new cover for me for Ghoul School. I rebranded that one. And I just got to know that, you know, for monarchs, it's easy for me to talk about them. But for me, it's hard. And that's where I know it. I'm reflecting on it. And I know I've got to change that. I know that it's important that I also shout out my own work. I'm proud of my little books. I love my little stories. I absolutely adore my characters in the worlds that I just am blessed to write in. And you know I'm a multi-genre author. I'm really digging that chapter book world right now. Thinking of a new book yesterday, a new book I did yesterday. So to me, it's streamlining. What do I want and what do I need? So I need a website. I wanted multiple. I didn't need them. So I canceled that. I want to focus on Jen Lowry a lot of times, but I need to focus on Monarch. So I pushed that away and I focus on more important things like pushing up my business and lifting up my authors. And I'm okay with that. So today I've got a challenge for you. I want you to think about something that you want, but something that you need. See, can you separate those out? Now with my blog, I went ahead and linked that blog to my website. And I know you guys are probably like, Jen, why haven't you been doing that? Well, it's because with the Jen Lowry page, the Jen Lowry website, I already had my blog linked, right? I already had it posting current things that I was reading, my book reviews, my podcast, but I did not have it to my Monarch site. So I went in and I did update that. I know I need a blog. I know I need to update that. It's like my little newsletter. And I wanted it on my Jen Lowry page, but no, it's got to shift gears. I've got to move it over to my Monarch page. That means that I need to focus more business-minded work on my blog. Now, will I continue to write poetry? I'm sure that the Lord will continue to fill that well. Will I still put it up on my blog? I'm sure I will. But I also have like book signing events for my authors that I can promote. I have virtual meetings that I can promote. We have the WWJ conference coming up, and I always post those things on my blog. So my thoughts are I want the blog. I also need the blog. So then it moves over to my need side. But where do I put it? I need to actually link it somewhere. So I've got to go in and make sure that my link tree is now all established because I need my readers and our followers to be able to find me easily. So as I'm talking right now, I'm on my computer and I'm going to my link tree just to see how I have all of this stuff established. Because I've got to make sure that with Monarch, I'm sending everything to the right place. We're getting tons of hits on our website, and I'm very thankful for that. If you guys have not followed us yet online, on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and TikTok, our Monarch business pages are up and running. We would love your support over there and all of the other social media worlds because that's something that as a business, it's not that we want social media, we need social media. But now it's got to make it where it's accessible and easy for people to find. So my Monarch books that matter. So here we are making sure that everything is working. Yep. Got it all set up. And it takes us to our Monarch page. Hooray! There it is, monarcheducationalservices.com. So I wanted to highlight all of my authors on the homepage, but it was really busy. So I thought about separating it by Caterpillar Books, which is our K-5 line, and then our imprint for our young readers, and then our Monarch Books for our 6-12, our middle grade and YA books. So that's why you'll see it a little different now. People will be able to kind of see what we publish. And at the very bottom, I'm seeing for the first time the Monarch blog. I went in and changed the name. I had it called the Jen Lowry Writes blog, right? Because that was my brand. I went in on WordPress. I changed everything to Monarch. So it's still me there, but it's still me writing everything. But I felt like everything needed to now be streamlined to Monarch. So sometimes it's good to do an evaluation of what are your current practices, where are you spending your money, do you need this or do you just want it, how is it serving you? And I realized that Jen Lowry Writes, even though I was still getting hits on my homepage, I love GoDaddy because it shows me my statistics, I knew that I was already working my Monarch world and really focusing my attention more there for my authors. So I just said, I'm just going to cancel those products. So no more domain name, no more website for me as far as my Jen Lowry Writes. So that's why I wanted to kind of get on and just let you guys know, you know, what was happening. And I want to talk to you guys about, as you move forward, think about the financial decisions that you're making. What can you maybe save some money on? Like if you have two services. So for example, I was running StreamYard and Zoom. So I was using Zoom for my Writing Warriors for Jesus boot camp. Every Saturday morning, I host a boot camp and I'm an author coach. Well, I was using StreamYard for streaming services, and I was streaming on multiple channels. I decided that if I'm going to know consistently that I'm going to be every Saturday morning with Zoom, and I'm not as consistent on StreamYard, even though it was something I wanted, I love StreamYard. It really wasn't something I needed at the moment to do multiple platform streaming. So I decided to downgrade and just focus on Zoom and remove a lot of that extra perks that I had on StreamYard. And so the good thing is that when you do scale back like that, you can then take that money and push it into another area like book promotion, because I'm buying book promotion pieces like Kirkus reviews for my authors. Well, where's that money coming from? Jen Lowry. So it's like, okay, I got to find ways to be able to cut costs. How can I do it on a monthly basis to then help me push back into my business in other ways that actually can benefit my authors, not just me? So my want was taken away, and I need one platform, and Zoom was the one that my WWJ, Ann, felt was the most accessible for her. And as a blind user and her comfort level, I'm saying, yes, we're sticking with Zoom. So that was my choice to be able to then say, what were my wants, and now what do I just really need, and let me just stay with that. One more example of this that's been happening in my author world is book cover design. So yes, I want and I need professionally designed covers. I understand that we all love our covers, and man, am I a cover fanatic. I am always on Pinterest building boards of covers I love. I'm always looking at top 2023 book covers. I have seen a shift in book covers over the past few years. I just love looking at them. So I see them a lot. I don't know if you guys have done your research around book covers, but I have seen some noticeable changes in book covers. And then I had to have a come to Jesus meeting with myself and say, Lord, help me, guide me in these ways. And I moved to purchasing. Of course, I have Canva.com, and I'm going to keep that right now. But going ahead and purchasing the Adobe Suite, because I understand that there are parts of that platform that I need for my business. For example, eSign, right? I need that. And I just knew that there would be a time when I would go back into that Adobe world and start learning everything again. And now that I have access to that Adobe Suite, I need to learn all the font world and how all of that works, because I am going to be pretty much within our Monarch family building our covers. So I'm really excited about that shift where Monarch is taking over the cover design. And yes, I will reach out for my support system, like with Tish, when I need that. But I feel like when we're looking at how can we, save money, one of those areas is book cover design. But we also want a high quality product, and that means we're just researching. We're researching what is it that looks like a cover for today. Now, I've talked with my authors and I've said, look at these covers and here's some examples of covers in your genre. So that way they're aware also of what's out there. And then so when I'm showing them covers, they're seeing companions of what's out there too. So I think if you're always researching and growing and then doing your want and your need, then you get yourself to a place where you can be sufficient. You can take your, you can be self-sufficient, and you can be able to work this world and cut cost at the same time. So yes, this is really kind of like a budget-friendly reminder to you that yes, you want high-quality websites. You want high-quality book covers. You want to be able to connect by picking a streaming service. Find what works for you and then go after it. So there's 10,000 platforms you can try for a website and for a streaming service. Oh my gosh, we could start listing them all out right now. The bottom line is that it takes the research behind it. So spend some of that time going in, reaching out to your author friends, finding out what they use. You could do a quick Twitter ask. You could go onto the writing community there. You could go into your writing groups and say, what are you guys finding to be successful when you are streaming? Or which is your favorite website platform? Where do you get your domains from? What are you, what have you found to be sustaining? Because that's it. It's a sustaining practice that you need to be able to carry through, and it needs to be consistent. And if it's not, then you need to say, well, is it really a need? Or was that just something I wanted at the time? It was convenient. It was working out. But it wasn't something, it's something I just wanted. So that's why I've been kind of cutting in areas and reevaluating and reflecting on what's important. Great to do this as a business practice. I would say to, look at your budget, check everything out on a monthly basis. I do not wait until the quarter ends to do these things with Monarch. We are an ever-growing company, but that also means that as we expand and as we grow, I also have to consider what does that mean on my budget and my finances as I'm running this company solely on Jen Lowry alone. Of course, by God and all things through God, and Jesus is the center of our company. I didn't want it to make it sound like that, like, oh, it's only on Jen's shoulders. God is at the heart of all of this work. And I just feel like each month it is my responsibility as a business owner to be able to sit down and just reflect and change and then make action steps. So action steps can look like update your blog, update your website, research book covers, look up different platforms, reach out to author friends. And when you have these action steps, you're moving forward because you're always learning something else that can then contribute to your overall success. as you are deciding what's your want and what's your need, and then kind of trying to streamline your life a little bit more. You're going to thank me for this later, okay? So, yes, we would want everything under the sun, right? But what is the thing that is going to give us the greatest return? The make our life simple? having one website makes my life a lot more simple. Because honestly, guys, I really wasn't checking that Jen Lowry Writes world. It's hard to talk about me. I'm trying to work on that. So I'm like, I can have a page on my site, on my Monarch site. I'm good with that. I feel 100% good for that. And I kept getting these emails. Are you sure you want to cancel this domain? Are you sure you want to cancel this website? And I kept looking at it. And each time I would see it, I would just go ahead and delete. Because I was sure. I had made up my mind. I'd done my pro-con list. And I said, yes, I could be taking a risk, a hit by like canceling this out. People are going to be wondering where I'm at. So that's why I started like, I need to make these announcements that Jen Lowry Writes has gone away. And I'm just under that Monarch tab. So I hope that, you know, going forward, you can just kind of sit down, get your piece of paper, open up a Google Doc, get a note section of your phone, and start listing out some of those platforms that you're using. What is a need? What is a want? And what can you do to streamline your author world to make it more efficient for you, to help you manage? But also, are you at a place where you could evaluate your budget and to be able to kind of rearrange some things and cut some things out? Or add some things too. That's always fun too. And I hope you're at that place where you can say, yes, I'm available to, with a slot open to add something new. And what could that new shiny thing be? Go out and research. Talk to people before making a jump. Because just because it looks like that's something that you might want, it might not be something that you need. All right, guys, I hope y'all have a great day. And say prayers for Monarch moving forward. Great things are happening over here. We had two new author books that we got signed yesterday, where we're signing. They said yes yesterday, so we're having to do our book contracts. But we're just always on the move at Monarch, and I'm just so thankful for all of my authors. And I'm thankful for all of you guys and your prayers. Totally need them. All right, guys, that's a need. That's not a want. Okay, bye, y'all.